What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, getting on back to Israel. Israel once again is blocking Special Rapporteur of the United Nations Organization on Human Rights in Palestine, Michael Link, from traveling to Palestine, which is kind of his job on behalf of the United Nations. And this violates established procedures and protocols. And Israel's attitude seems to be, well, we're not answerable to you, so stay away. All righty. Apparently, last Friday was the 80th Friday. Ooh, pardon me. 80th Friday of the Great March of Return. 95 demonstrators were injured in the protest. So, apparently, among them, 43 children, two paramedics, and a journalist. 36 of those wounded were shot with bullets. The rest either hit with rubber bullets or tear gas canisters. Over in Iraq, the massive protests are continuing there. The anti-government unrest in Iraq continues. They don't like being under foreign puppet rule. And so Iraq has deployed their elite counterterrorism unit to protect the state buildings as the protests continue to rock the city. As many as 67 Iraqis have been killed in just 2 days of protests. And these protests began earlier this month, and it's believed that more than 100 people have already died. Over in Barcelona, Spain, the Spanish and police and protesters are clashing. 350,000 rallied against the jailing of the Catalan separatist leaders. Now remember, all these leaders was arrange a referendum where the people of Catalan said, we want to go back to being our own country. And so the Spanish government just said, well, we can't have that around here. So just grabbed them, ran them through a show trial, and threw them in prison for an aggregate of something like 100 years in jail. Over in India and Pakistan, tensions are increasing. There's no efforts at de-escalation along that border in Kashmir. And it seems like they're inching toward limited scale military conflict. And I hope they can keep it there, because remember, both India and Pakistan are nuclear armed states. Down in Chile, more than 1 million protesters literally brought the capital city of Santiago to an absolute halt. They're demanding President Piñera's resignation. And this is the biggest protest Chile has had in years. The issue for them is inequality. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. James in Tokyo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Mike, last week you mentioned Kellogg was making a cereal targeted towards members of the LGBT community. And I just want to tell you, I don't want you to even try it one time. I don't want you to end up leaving the harp loving angel Claire and going out for ladyboys every night. Additionally, I have some other things to say. Can you hear me? I don't hear you right now.
Okay. All right. Pushed the wrong button. My mistake. As I understand it, all they've done is taken several of their popular branded cereals and just mixed them all together in a box. And apparently it's actually very expensive. And then, of course, it has the packaging and the labeling, which says, you know, we're being all inclusive here. There's something in here for everybody. And the concern isn't that this product is aimed at the LGBTQ community. It's that it's basically selling the idea of LGBTQ to breakfast-age kids. And parents are concerned about that.
Michael, just stay away from it because it has a very high soy content, okay? And I want to talk about...
Well, I don't eat packaged breakfast cereals anyway for that very reason.
I know. I'm just kidding with you. Hey, I want to talk about the Al-Baghdadi stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think that's real. He's like, you know, running in a tunnel with a suicide vest with his kids and this and that. But I do think that there is like a message that Trump is trying to give. I think the message that our president is trying to give is that he said that, yeah, we killed the guy, but we got a lot of information and messages and all this other kind of stuff that he's done. And that's something that we're going to start using from now on. And I think that was the whole main point of this fake event. What do you think?
I think a main point of this whole exercise is to revive ISIS as a popularized villain. Because for most Americans, it was like a done deal. ISIS is almost destroyed. They're almost gone. Why are we still in Syria? Oh, well, ISIS is coming back. ISIS will seek revenge for the death of Baghdadi and blah, blah, blah. And as I said earlier in the show, I'm expecting there to be some kind of a false flag attack blamed on ISIS. There are going to be more faked beheading videos, the same kind of propaganda they used to sell us on what bad people ISIS were in the first place. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that, because keeping the Syrian oil out of the hands of ISIS is the only justification. It's the only selling point the administration has to get the American people to go along with what amounts to an international act of plunder.
How many times has that MF been photographed, like with McCain, a picture of him with McCain, a picture of him with like Israeli military colonel? Like, can people in America, you know, I'm in Tokyo, you know, I haven't been in America for like 30 years. Can people even understand this, or is it just like they believe all this false propaganda?
I think from the reactions I'm seeing around here, people aren't buying it anymore. We've simply been lied to too many times. And everybody's out there saying, I want to hold back until there's some actual proof here. Okay. Because
Mike,
every time a politician opens their mouth, they are lying to us.
Anyway, Mike, and finally, before I go, are you in the harp playing angel making out in, what's it, Indiana, right?
Yeah, we're in Indiana, okay? The last major part is I got to get my office and studio put back together. After that, we're still living mostly out of the boxes, and it's time to start hanging things on the wall. But this week, I'm really trying to get my studio and main computer put back together, because it's long overdue. This move turned out to be more arduous than I expected.
Well, I got to get you another Putin T-shirt. I got to have you dress better for your audience across the world, okay? And I love you, Mike, and you take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you very much here. And speaking of T-shirts, we've got a package today from Tom, who's a listener, just full of heavy weather T-shirts and stuff. And Claire's already gone through and picked out the ones that she wants. And so thank you, Tom. It is definitely appreciated here. All righty. North Korea says it's running out of patience with what it describes as the U.S. Cold War mentality. Hostile policies and unilateral disarmament demands, and said that a close personal relationship between the leaders alone wouldn't be enough to prevent nuclear diplomacy from derailing. And they have a valid point. The U.S. attitude is going into any country, not just North Korea. You do what we tell you to do, and then maybe we'll do something nice for you. And especially when dealing with the Asian mindset, that doesn't go over very well. All righty. Apparently, over at CNN, they wanted to find out what kind of impact Schiff and his impeachment proceedings are having on Trump voters. And it's sort of a reminder of an old Chinese saying that you should never ask a question to which you do not want the answer. Because what CNN found is that pretty much everybody is sick and tired of all this impeachment talk. They think it's a political stunt, or they think it's a coup d'etat by another name. But they don't want Trump removed. And the polls that say Americans want him removed are probably just as rigged as the CNN news story itself. Roger Stone is out there saying Trump will not resign. Said it's zero chance he's going to resign. Says there's a lot of wishful thinking in the political establishment. Roger Stone says you have this monolithic corporate media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and now Fox is turning on him. He's not going to resign. Out in California, though, Representative Katie Hill resigned yesterday in the wake of her little scandal involving a three-way affair with one of her staffers and her ex-husband, and some very embarrassing photos that surfaced in the British press. So she's stepped down. And yeah, anyway. According to a former Clinton advisor, this comes out of stationgossip.com, Hillary Clinton apparently truly believes God put her on earth to become president. It's her divine right. A little scary over there in Clinton land here. Now, John Bolton has all of a sudden flipped yet again and has informed Schiff and Pelosi he will not testify in the House impeachment inquiry. And that's probably a smart thing for Bolton to do, because so many of the witnesses and evidence they had has already blown up in their faces, including the one about the quid pro quo. We now know that at the time Trump made the phone call, Ukraine didn't know the aid was being held up. Word hadn't trickled on down. So that's now gone. Apparently, Trey Gowdy is indicating that he's still open to joining Trump's legal team. They may feel that there's sufficient blood in the water where it might be the opportunity for him to do some good. And John Conyers, the longest-serving black congressman, has died. He was 90 years old. And Conyers was among the high-profile politicians toppled by sexual harassment allegations in 2017. He passed away yesterday. They're saying, as far as they can tell, it's natural causes. Well, you know, 90's a good run. 90's a very, very good run here. Over at MSNBC, they're airing this wild accusation that Donald Trump has been laundering money for Russia for the last 30 years. Oh, really? Can we see your evidence? Well, no, we have it on good authority. We have to protect our sources. Yeah, just take our word for it. He's a bad man. All right, turning to the economic news. Apparently, the United States government has granted Adobe a license to continue doing business in Venezuela. So they'll be able to continue their digital media services, and they're providing all of their services and products. This follows a previous decision the company announced on October 7th to deactivate all accounts in Venezuela starting on the 28th due to the U.S. government's executive order 13884. That would have been today, but apparently that's been called off here. Germany is being ordered by Brussels to double their payments to support the EU. Brussels is scrambling to try and make up the shortfall that will be caused by what now appears to be an inevitable British accent. So we'll just go soak the German people for the money. Keep spending it on the refugees and open borders and so forth. And they're in trouble over there. Draghi did a $3 trillion with a T dollar stimulus, and Europe is still sliding toward recession. Actually, the whole world is sliding toward recession here. Hong Kong has been plunged into recession by the months of violent protests as they take their toll on the economy. They've had successive quarters of contraction, which is the official technical definition of recession. Things are shrinking. The economy is shrinking. Now, over at WeWork, SoftBank has revealed that it poured an additional $18.5 billion, with a B, into WeWork, which is bigger than the entire GDP of Bolivia, a country that is home to 11 million people. And Russia Today is saying, can it be kept afloat? Now, WeWork touts itself as a tech company, but it's really a real estate company. And we're seeing contraction in the real estate market. Housing prices are going down. Some of these very expensive properties out in New York and California are sitting vacant. People can't sell them. Meanwhile, SoftBank is going to book losses of up to $7 billion on WeWork, Uber, and others, after showering $1.7 billion on Newman and hanging his employees out to dry. That seems to be the only thing that they can do, is just shove the money around as fast as they can. Hope it's magically going to grow. Subprime auto loans are defaulting at the fastest rate since 2008. They learned nothing from the subprime mortgages in 2008. As soon as the economy started running again, they said, well, we can do the same thing with auto loans, and we can do the same thing over here, and we can do, you know, the subprimes over there. Well, there's a reason they're called subprime, because they don't have good credit scores. They don't have the solid jobs. So, yeah, they're defaulting, just like all these college graduates who can't find a job to pay off their student loans. This country is drowning in debt. And all the government can think to do is borrow more and spend it on wars. Okay, story out of Watcher.news, and it's something we've been talking about all last week here. Top farmers warning that there is a deliberate propaganda campaign, cover-up campaign, to hide the reality of the massive crop losses the United States has suffered. First of all, from the late spring, the heavy flooding, and now an early snow. And says the information is being kept under wraps, and farmers are unable to adjust production, yet the market cannot act to ration supply. What happens when the U.S. starts running out of food? And they end with the advice, you know, it's a good time to start a garden. It's really a good time to start a garden. Now, last week we were talking about how in this country there seems to be a surplus of bacon in the warehouses. And they're trying to get it out there, get it sold before it goes bad. We might want to think about keeping it frozen and hanging on to it. Apparently, one quarter of Earth's pigs have been wiped out by this African swine fever. And it's just swept all over the world, especially China. Maybe it's biological warfare. But we're in a horrible fix here. All right, let's go back to the phones. Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Oh, wait, actually, no, Rob, hang on to the line. We're coming up on a commercial break, and then I'll come back and take your phone call. Okay? So we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And apparently, George Soros is thrilled by the growing civil war in Washington and predicts that 2020 will bring a return to globalism with Elizabeth Warren as the Democratic nominee, Pocahontas herself. All right, let's go back to the phones. Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how you doing? Good, I hope.
Doing fine.
That story you just read about them suggesting they have proof that Trump's been laundering money for Russia for over 30 years, and they're, you know, don't worry how we're going to prove it. I guess that's how you were reading it off.
Yes.
What I've caught wind on so far, these people are so desperate. You know, they're throwing everything to, you know, for years already now.
Yeah.
Even before he got into office, throwing everything, at, including the kitchen sink, to try and get him impeached, out of office, some type of criminality, whatever, whatever. And to this day, he still hasn't released his tax returns, even though he did kind of like let it whisper recently. He's like, he did use the word yet. He will release them eventually. But one of the tricks up their sleeves is what they, because these people like to falsify documents. They like to say things that were never said, such as the great example is Adam Schiff recently reading off a phony screenplay of the Donald Trump phone call to Ukraine with Zelensky, right? Like, so they like to falsify things. So they're getting prepared, they're preparing documents right now to falsify and say, these are Donald Trump's tax returns. We got them. And they're going to release them to these news outlets and say, well, we got his tax returns. And he's been, you know, tax evading and this and that and the other. And they're going to throw that out there and create a stink storm on that. And it's all going to be false documents. So what you just read off that story is kind of like, it just said to me, and that's why I called it a prelude to what I've already heard.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, go back to the story that broke last week where over at the FBI, Lisa Page falsified Michael Flynn's FD-302. And it was on the basis of that falsification that he got convicted of lying to the government. They framed him. They absolutely framed this guy.
We knew that. We knew that from the beginning. We knew that from the beginning, from the get-go.
Yes.
He just had the wrong lawyers in the beginning. He's got Sidney Powell now. He's in good hands, and all that stuff's coming out. Flynn's going to come out of this cleaner than anything. He's going to have a couple $100 million lawsuit against the government. That's what Flynn's going to have, a total exoneration to the nth degree. You know, I heard last night, I was listening to Dave Hodges, his show last night. He was with Lisa Haven, and they did an hour talking about a lot of the nefarious activities and how far Jim Comey goes back, Lisa Page, Strzok. They've been involved. It's just the same names. We've heard this over, you know, I just didn't hear it from Lisa Haven, but we hear the same names over and over and over. It's a cesspool.
Yes.
These people are a little cesspool, a little clique, just over and over. And Lisa, check it out, Dave Hodges from last evening, well, with Lisa Haven, but
okay.
Lisa Page and Strzok, they just go back. And even Lisa Page is even more involved than Strzok on a lot of these things, even though Strzok's a miserable character himself. But before I go, I'll let you go in a second here. You know, I had the same reaction to the al-Baghdadi story that probably a lot of your listeners have, and even you suggested that we don't want to believe him. You know, it totally reminds us of Obama and bin Laden right off the bat. You know, he killed the guy for the second time, you know, all that stuff. But there was a lot that went into that operation. They had to go around Turkey and work with Russia, and to going into Idlib, where basically when they had signs that the American troops were pulling out, and Idlib is where Turkey wants to be, ISIS wants to be for all the shorelines and so on, that they probably did regroup there. So maybe on the onset they didn't get al-Baghdadi, but they got some operation there for sure. Now, as a fallout from this. Okay, but to back this kind of up, look at the fallout from CNN, Washington Post, Chuck Todd's interview with one of the generals the other day on Sunday. Something happened to the nth degree that has got them crimpled up. They're not just pushing it off and calling them a liar. They want to know all the details of it because they're trying to figure out how their operations, because al-Baghdadi is one of their operatives. We know that.
Yes.
How they got past all of their defenses and whatnot without them finding out. And that's what the big thing is. I think that's the big tell right now, that they're so crumpled in a bunch that they're trying to figure out where did you set up base? Where did you go out of? Where did you land? How did this happen? And we didn't even know about it, you know? So I think that's a big sign. Something did happen. al-Baghdadi, I don't know. We killed him 3, 4, 5, 6 times before, but we all know the IDF, the Israelis, whoever was hiding all these ISIS leaders. They kept taking them out of harm's way and protecting them all these times.
Yes.
And whatnot. But if they finally
got... Not just
got,
Israel, U.S. helicopters.
Yes, well, yes, agreed. No argument there. But, hopefully it is the way they said it is, and schmoof, I don't know. I didn't like the story. Oh, he conveniently blew himself up in a cave. Oh, yay. It's almost like throwing him off a boat as a traditional burial. You know, it almost sounded the same. But
yeah.
Just the reaction from these people. And you got to watch that Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd had one of the people that were inside, one of Trump's advisors inside that operation room in that interview is a big giveaway. Chuck Todd is like apoplectic. Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And out in California, the fires are still raging and the blackouts are continuing. Apparently, PG&E cut power to Alameda County, including Berkeley, Saturday. And they're doing the shutdowns. They're spreading across the entire Bay Area. And they're saying there are going to be more this week. And they're basically shutting down these high tension lines because they don't know that they can withstand the high winds. And PG&E has already admitted that at least one of these out of control wildfires they're dealing with right now was started by yet another poorly maintained high tension tower. So right now there's 1.1 million people in California without power. That's a major blackout. That's third world living here. Apparently, the fires are now getting close to Healdsburg and Windsor, and people are being told to evacuate. Massive fires are approaching both cities. Part of the problem with the rolling blackouts is that unless you have a battery-operated or hand-generator-operated radio, you may not hear the warning. So they're now calling them Diablo winds. It was not a term that we heard when I lived in California. But they're whipping these out-of-control wildfires across vast stretches of California. And Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency, and he's struggling to stay in control. Well, he's not in control. And the reason we're having this problem out in California is that California was being poorly managed, and the money that should have been spent making sure the firebreak roads were bulldozed clean, cutting back the dead brush, all of that got diverted to take care of the illegal immigrants. So right now, there are some fires in Southern California as well. LeBron James has been evacuated from his home. And there's now this 85-square-mile blaze now burning near Josh Duhamel's Brentwood pad. It's burning along the 405, and the historic Getty Center, the Getty Museum, is now under threat. Now, the Getty Museum, one of the greatest museums in the world. They've got Rembrandt, they've got Van Gogh, they've got all these antiquities from ancient Rome. And I'm sure that the curators are doing their best to try and move some of those art objects to safety. But if you've ever been up to the Getty and you see how that little road is set up, it's not a high-volume, high-traffic road. It's going to take them a while. Over at Cornell University, a social justice activist was kicked out of the school's Alliance for Science Fellowship and is now screaming the school is racist, even though a lot of the other people that were complaining about this student's behavior were not white. He was just acting out, and they didn't want him there anymore. This is political correctness is getting completely out of hand. Math can be very frustrating for many elementary and high school students, but Seattle public schools are gearing up to declare that teaching math is a form of oppression and imperialism and dehumanization. You know, it's amazing. People in this country who can't read and write, they're ashamed of being illiterate. But there's no such stigma attached to being math illiterate or science illiterate. There should be. Can't get through modern life without having the basics of math and science. That's just the reality. Okay, apparently over at the Atlantic magazine, they're saying that the American tiki bars are making a comeback. Are they cultural appropriation? And I'm familiar with the tiki bar concept. When I was in college, there was a big one called simply the Tiki's. It was in Monterey Park. It's been torn down since then. And I worked there as an entertainer. And the tiki bars were popular because Polynesia's popular, and not everybody had the money to actually get on out there. Well, as airfares dropped and everything, the tiki bar began to fade away, but they're making a comeback. Now we're getting this, it's cultural appropriation. Ever stop to think maybe that when somebody copies your culture, it's meant as a compliment? That people who copy the Japanese culture are expressing their admiration for the Japanese culture, that people who copy Native Americans, for example, are expressing their admiration and respect for those people. Something to think about. Okay, Reddit has put a new algorithm in to ghost users who are saying things Reddit does not approve of. And users will post, and they'll see their own posts. It's like shadow banning. Posts will never be seen sorting from any of Reddit's sorting methods. They're invisible. They're ghosting entire subreddits right now. The algorithm is alive. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from W in Texas. Aloha, W. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. The last couple of times I've called in, I talked about Trump and, you know, his business mindset. And I know, quote unquote, that's supposed to be good for the economy. But the issue with that, of course, is when you're his type of business mindset, where he doesn't consider anything but how much money is being made, is that there's environmental consequences to that and health consequences. So I just came across this story yesterday, and it was saying that, I guess, back in July or so, he has reduced regulations on pork, on slaughterhouses, and, like, reducing the number of, I guess, FDA regulators or whatnot at the pork, and basically allowing the slaughterhouses to regulate themselves. And, of course, we all know that they're not going to regulate themselves to the utmost, you know, to the highest degree.
Yeah.
So that's my, I just want to just throw that out there again. Just, you know, his whole idea about increasing the economy, it means for him, from his mind state, it means reducing regulations which impact our health and impact our environment. I think the last time I mentioned it, he was talking about reducing asbestos regulations. And he was saying that, or at least the thing I was reading was saying, they're going to add asbestos back into construction material again. And we all know that asbestos is not what you want to have in construction material. So just wanted to throw that out there. That's it.
Yeah, and I think I read just last week where Trump had pulled back on some other environmental regulations. And you're right, it's all about making life easier for corporations in the United States. And one of their constant complaints is that they see themselves as overregulated compared to their competitors in other countries. And so that's why they're always pushing for deregulation. But some regulation is absolutely necessary. I can think of no place bigger than the pharmaceutical industry, which largely operates without regulation. Everybody looks to the CDC as taking care of us all, but the CDC is not part of the government. It's a privately owned corporation, and they own patents on something like almost 40 different vaccines, all of which, of course, are on that list that gets published every spring. These are the vaccinations your kids must have in order to go to school.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to David in San Francisco. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Oh, howdy, Michael. You know, yesterday I paid attention to Trump's, you know, extolling the virtues of killing Baghdadi. And I went to, there's a website that, a supporter of the Syrians, it's called SyrianPerspective.com.
Yes.
And, I don't know if you've ever been to that website, but the comment section is probably the most amazing, because they've got, you know, if there were spies in the world, every one of them cluster around that comment section. They're, you know, both sides, they're trolls, they're bigots, there are all sorts of different people, but they're also military specialists. And so one of the strange things that showed up in there is that the Russian response to the whole incident, there's a Major General Igor Konashenkov, and according to the Russians, and this his comment comes up in TASS, you know, the Russian press agency, there are two different things. The Russians can't prove that the incident happened, that Baghdadi got killed, but also he denies that the Russians gave any kind of permission or and further that they don't even know that that any air flights took place over that section. So, you know, I've told you before that I believe that ISIS is a private army of Dick Cheney and Genie Oil Gas. So, you know, when you start looking at Baghdadi, he would have been an employee of Dick Cheney. And, you know, they had no reason to kill their employee unless they were killing a witness. So, I just, you know, wondering if you've been paying attention to that, if you've run into it.
Well, I've been paying attention to it. We talked about it a lot at the top of the show here. And as I said before, the whole story smells. It feels like a replay of when they claimed to get Osama bin Laden at Abbottabad. And the description that Trump put out of this guy whimpering and whining and crying and so forth and so on, it doesn't seem like the Baghdadi we've seen in the past. So I don't know if the entire thing was faked and Baghdadi is going to wind up in the witness protection program, maybe be a manager of a Wendy's out in Billings, Montana or something. or they blew up somebody and said, trust us, that's Baghdadi, because that's what they did in Abbottabad. That old man that was in that house, you know, reading pornography and everything, was not the real Osama bin Laden, because the real Osama bin Laden had died of his medical issues in late 2001.
Yeah, that's. I remember he had kidney problems, and even before 9/11, didn't the? I'm trying to think of who it was that interviewed him while he was in a Swiss hospital. Was it a Swiss hospital that Bin Laden was in?
It was an American hospital in Saudi Arabia, and yeah, the CIA came on out and talked to him, didn't arrest him, even though he was already being touted as this horrible terrorist mastermind.
Right, and that whole idea that he could have been in hiding for all of those years and requiring kidney dialysis, you know, I mean, geez, if I'm not too good of a detective, but I'd know that if I was going to pay attention to kidney dialysis machines and supplies, all you'd have to do is track those supplies and go straight to him. So, yeah, it did seem a little odd. But, yeah, so this Baghdadi business... but the odd thing about it is, you know, the one of the reasons why the ISIS was being pretty well crushed by Syria was because of Russian help, and they've got a radar system that is supposed to be so good that it can spot stealth fighters and all sorts of different things.
Yes,
and you know, so. The idea that they don't have any proof that that these fighter jets went over there, the drones, Trump went through any number of different types of planes that went in there, and according to the Russians, they have no proof that the incident happened. So you might be right. He's going to be a Wendy's manager in Lower Slobovia or someplace.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing stinks from top to bottom. And again, the real issue here is the American people have no reason, zero reason, to trust anything coming out of the government and the corporate media right now.
Yeah, it's not business. Yeah, I've mentioned to you before, I'm a Green, so, you know, even though I live in the land of Pelosi, you know, it's funny. I got on a call-in show yesterday, and they were trying to claim that even though Pelosi is worth $200 million, she's really a communist. It's like, I've never known too many super rich communists. Just doesn't really pass the smell test. So, yeah, absolutely. It's not just the corporate media. You know, start looking at some of these corporate chains like Sinclair. What do they have? Two-thirds of all of the television stations in America are owned by one company, Sinclair.
Yep.
And that company, if you ever look at their board of directors and their upper management, they're like in military intelligence. So it purely looks like 1984 or something like that, where the propaganda wing is run by military intelligence. And to imagine that two-thirds of the television stations in America are run by military intelligence, I got to agree that corporate media is not looking very good right now.
No, it isn't. And there was an article several years ago which admitted that U.S. military propaganda experts were working in the CNN newsroom.
You remember, what was it, Operation Mockingbird? And in fact,
that goes back to the end of World War II.
Sure, and into Vietnam, Mockingbird. In fact, didn't it get exposed with the church hearings in the 1970s? So it was still in existence in the 1970s. And probably in the 1980s. And then, of course, Ronald Reagan put the head of Voice of America as the head of public radio, or I guess it was a Corporation for Public Broadcasting, so it was not only NPR, but it was PBS as well. So yes. A guy that, you know, was managing the propaganda to the Soviet bloc then becomes the manager of public media for, you know, for the so-called liberals of America. They've been listening to almost 40 years of Voice of America, which was just, you know, everybody knew Voice of America was the propaganda wing of American, you know, trying to soften up the Soviet Union.
So, absolutely, yeah, the absolutely. Music. Yeah, there's the music. We've got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today? Tony, are you there? Okay, I lost Tony. Dang, he was there just a second ago. All right, let's go to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good lady, Michael. Yeah, your last caller, he said something about Pelosi's worth $200 million. I don't think that's including her husband. And her husband's worth another $800 million, whatever it is. That's just her. She should be getting all that money to all the illegal aliens in the state of California. She's got 7 million illegals. She should give them a
no. She wants to give your money to the illegal aliens.
You are correct, Michael. You are so correct. Listen, speaking of that, Pelosi, Trump did the right thing. He shouldn't have told her nothing about al-Baghdadi. That's like telling Dianne Feinstein about China. Remember last year where Dianne Feinstein with the Chinese deal, she had a Chinese spy working in her cabinet or whatever? She's the head of Feinstein. Well, that's the same thing as like Trump would have told Pelosi anything about al-Baghdadi in this operation. She would have probably ratted it out to the media, and who knows what would have happened. I wouldn't trust any Democrat as far as I can throw them, as far as that goes. They're all full of nonsense or nincompoops. And, you know, getting back to Feinstein in China, you never hear anything about that anymore, Michael. You never heard about this guy who was working in her.
No, that story went away.
That story
just
went away
now. Just to be fair here, I don't trust either political party. I don't trust politicians in general. But the one thing Trump said during his little speech about Baghdadi was bang spot on. Washington, D.C. is the leakiest city in the world. It leaks like a colander, and he wanted to keep this operation under wraps, which as a military operation, he has that authority as commander-in-chief. So Pelosi really has nowhere to go with this other than it's just something else she can scream and cry about and say that, you know, Trump is not being transparent.
Well, Michael, I'll let you in a little something. You know, in South Florida here, we have a newspaper. I'll let you say the name. We have a paper down here so leftist, it's ridiculous. It seems like they're pro-Cuba. They're pro-this, they're pro-that. And they even had a smart aleck wrote in about the lady here in South Florida whose son got beheaded by one of those ISIS guys. I mean, these people in these networks and these news columnists, they're ruthless. They're ruthlessly evil. That's all I got to tell you about that. But I want to get into detail on that. But I will say this, Michael. Speaking of California, this is what I really want to get to, and I'll call in. These fires that are raging in California, all these fires, all these disasters in California, and in the media, none of these leftist media will ever tell you about the 7 million illegals over there. The 10 cities in Anaheim by Disneyland, L.A., San Francisco, poop controls everywhere. People going out with steam.
Yeah.
I mean, pressure washers to clean up down the poop and the needle. But here you hear about all these fires. Oh, there's a super big earthquake coming soon. I mean, it's just unbelievable what this media is getting away with.
They need it.
Yeah, I want to hold on, Michael. I would like to say
All right, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back after station identification.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.